Welcome to Gamers Talk Podcast in our mom's basement with your hosts, Rage Quit Pat and Headshot Dan.
Let's begin. What's going on, guys? Headshot Dan here with episode 13 with my good buddy, my buddy Reno, my butt over here to my right or left, whatever it is for you. What's going on, Rage Quit?
What's going on, Dan? Nice to see you, as always. How are you?
It's good. It's good. We had some half apps yesterday. Pretty good.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, for you, they were pretty good, but the aftermath for me definitely wasn't.
Except the case of they were a little bland.
But, yeah, it was good. It was good at first, but then today, waking up, half apps was a bad idea.
So let's begin with a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
How was your New Year going so far?
It's going pretty good. Definitely, you know, still gaming as always, and picked up some new pops today, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook.
Yeah, I got the Black Panther Chase pop, so I'm very happy about that. I also got the GameStop exclusive Sonic Gold, the Supersonic, and I also got the FYE Pennywise.
Yeah, I saw that. We got a couple of good pops today.
It was a good haul. And then the annoying thing is, I don't know if you saw, but there's going to be some Halo pops, and there's going to be some Jurassic Park pops coming out. So they just keep on coming.
They do. There's still a couple pops I need to get out there. But so far, it's been a good year for gaming. Last year, at the beginning of the year, we got our first cancellation, which was Scalebound. So far, we had no bad news, but delays or cancellations yet. So that's a pretty good start of the year, I would say.
Quarter one is always usually really good. There is one game I'm worried about, but we'll talk about that later. But there is one game I'm worried about. But I don't think it's going to get delayed. I hope not. But we'll talk about that.
There's a couple of games out there for that I think I was getting delayed too. But that's for a later situation. So I guess we got a couple breaking news. So I know you watched Nintendo Directs.
Nintendo Direct was good. So far a lot was announced. So the Switch lineup looks pretty good so far this year. Dark Souls, if you're a Dark Souls fan, is going to be remastered for the Switch. So not only will you get frustrated at home, now you get frustrated on the go. That will be released on May 25th. And on the TV version, it's going to be running at 30 frames per second on 1080p. So for Dark Souls fans that want to take that game on the go, it'll be on Switch on May 25th. What's good about that is that third party is once again finally supporting Nintendo. And that's what a lot of people have been wanting since the Wii, is that third-party companies, will they come out and support Nintendo? And it looks good so far. Besides WWE 2K18, everything else has been running pretty well. And also Hyrule Warriors is also getting a definitive edition. So that's getting a re-release for the Switch as well. And with all the characters, maps, missions, and DLC from both the Wii U version and the 3DS version. And that will launch spring 2018, and we'll also add Breath of the Wind-inspired outfits for Link and Zelda as well. So they're adding some stuff on there for people. This one I'm actually pretty excited about. I think I'm going to pick this up. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, which was released on the Wii U, which got great reviews, will be released on the Switch May 4th. And it will include the full game, new mode featuring Funky Kong, and it's also going to be made more beginner-friendly. I don't know if you ever saw the reviews for Tropical Freeze, Dan. It did get great reviews, but the difficulty is a very hard game. So they're going to be coming out with a beginner-friendly game as well. And it also, it's single-player and supports local co-op as well.
That's some pretty good stuff going on for Nintendo, though. I didn't read anything, nor did I watch the Nintendo Direct, but I'm hearing some great things so far. It's pretty good.
And Mario Odyssey is coming out with a mini game Luigi's Balloon World. It's a free update. It gives so the first mode is called Hide It, which gives players 30 seconds to hide balloons throughout the world. The second mode is Find It, where players will attempt to find the balloons hidden by other characters.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And Nintendo will also add 3 new outfits to the game, which includes Sunshine Shades, a Musician Hat, and Knight Armor. Dan, if you go to the dock, I put in a trailer there. So we're not done with Mario games as far as this year is concerned. Mario Tennis Aces was announced at Nintendo Direct, and it came with a nice little trailer, if you want to throw that up so everyone can take a look at it.
Sure can.
It's pretty short. It's only about 54 seconds. But it looks good. I mean, good to know that the party games, like Nintendo, the Mario Tennis games aren't going anywhere. So that's going to be coming out on Switch, excuse me, in 2018.
It's good. I'm going to get to see this, so let's take a look at this.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And as the trailer goes, so far the characters that are included are Mario, Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi. The game will feature a story mode for the first time in the franchise since Mario Tennis Power Tour on the Game Boy Advance. So, you know, if you play the other tennis games like on Mario 64, on GameCube, any of those, this one will actually feature a story mode. So, I mean, these games were a lot of fun, so I'm
I used to play those like crazy on 64.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this. And then, as you see, there's a showing off the story mode here. It looks... I mean, you know, this game used to remind me of like a fun like Mario version of Virtua Tennis. You ever played Virtua Tennis?
That was such a great... I played Virtua Tennis on PlayStation.
Such a great tennis game.
Yeah, I don't know. I played a lot of tennis games when I was kind of younger. The cartoon, you know, Mario, Virtual Tennis.
But as you see, Nintendo is pumping out some more games. Also, if you played the Mario and Rabbids game, DK is going to be joining them. DK will be included in a new story set in a new world. It will be exclusive to the new content. DK's content comes included with part of the season pass for anyone who owns it or could purchase it separately. Payday 2 has an exclusive character for Switch.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
And that will be released February 27th. A new playable character named Joy will be a time exclusive on Switch. She's a computer hacker who wears a customizable LED mask. And it looks pretty sweet. Pokemon Tournament gets a new fighter. And I mean, so far... There was a couple other things that were announced, but I mean that's the big news coming out of Nintendo Direct
about Kirby Battle Royale. That's gonna be a pretty big title.
That Kirby game, I believe, got a release date.
And the demo's out now on a 3DS, as far as from what I have been told.
Yeah, I don't think it was. Hold on, give me 1 second. I know it came out with a release date. Where'd it go? Kirby Star Allies release date announced. The new footage showed off friend abilities, allowed you to merge two copy abilities to create a new effect. So the 4-player co-op, they showed that one. It's called Friend Train, which allows players to team up, and that has a release date March 16th.
Yeah, the game looks pretty cool. It's a game I would definitely try to play.
So coming out of Nintendo Direct, they pretty much showed what's going to be coming out the first quarter and spring. Looks like, obviously, during holiday or maybe sometime sooner, they're going to be maybe showing off later on what their holiday releases is. But so far, so good so far with their quarter ones. I mean, Tropical Freeze, yes, it was on the Wii U, but now it's going to be on the Switch, which people who never owned a Wii U get to play it, which is fantastic, as well as like Hyrule Warriors. If you don't own a 3DS or a Wii U, you get to play it on the Switch. And... Mario Tennis Aces, so very excited about that. And that's spring 2018 for that as well.
It's a pretty good update from Nintendo. Sounds like they got a lot going on. It's going to be a pretty big year for the Switch. That's what I feel like. But,
yeah, again, I mean, Switch is trying to keep up their momentum because, I mean, it was quietly, I mean, in my opinion, I think very, the most, I think it was the most sold system of last year. And, I mean, it was.
And it was. And they even outbeat the Xbox One X. So it's very impressive.
I mean, Nintendo's making a comeback. And I had a weird feeling that this was going to happen with Nintendo doing this with their console, making it portable and in the home as well. Yes, obviously it's not up to standards as the Xbox One X or the PS4 Pro, maybe not even Xbox One S, but still, Nintendo is getting that third-party support, and again, we're finding it out with Dark Souls remastered. So yes, it's an old game, but for the people that only buy Nintendo consoles, now they get to, you know, play it. So again, that third-party support, which is important.
It took a long time for that third-party support to come, but I'm finally glad it's here. And it's a good system for, you know, the third-party developers to jump on, so it's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. This was big for Nintendo to start getting back that third-party support.
So, want to jump into some other news, or do we have some more Nintendo news?
That's pretty much everything out of Nintendo Direct. That's everything.
So some small PUBG news. You know, you and I have been playing PUBG quite often. I mean, so far I'm addicted to the game. The game sold 1 million copies in their first 48 hours, which is really impressive.
And now for a game preview game too.
And now they just hit 3 million players, despite all the bugs, glitches, the rendering awfulness, and it hit 3 million players. That's very impressive for a preview game.
It just goes to show, it comes down to the gameplay. Yes, there's rendering issues, we all understand that, but it comes down to the gameplay and how fun the game is. So, I mean, I think people understand that, yes, it's just a game preview, but, I mean, the game is a lot of fun.
I won't get that wrong, man. I already have quite a couple of days logged into that game, and I've been crazy addicted to it. So, I mean, for a game that's based at $30, I mean, it's doing very well. Very well, and I'm pretty sure once it goes full release, it's going to be a free game. So when this releases a PlayStation, it ain't going to be this year. It's definitely not going to PlayStation this year. It's going to be free on PlayStation. So that's a little interesting. So you're an Xbox Alpha Ring member, right?
Believe so. Yeah.
We got a dump day coming soon. It's going to be a nice update too. Added four big features. I know that's the one feature, the next achievement feature, got pushed out to all consoles. Do you know if you got that one yet?
No, I didn't get that one yet.
Well, it's pretty cool. Now they let you sort your achievements with a filter. You know, the closest achievements that are almost completed are going to show at the top, and it's going to show you where you can do the highest achievements and how much gamer score it gives you. I have a couple in there that are like 200 gamer score. Which is like Uno Monopoly. So I might have to do that.
I got a couple achievements in Monopoly.
Yeah, Monopoly's a fun game though, so
it is. I'm
definitely not hating on it. Another big update a lot of people were talking about was the Do Not Disturb mode, which is pretty cool. So it's gonna be the same way you appear online and offline, but they're going to have an option that says Do Not Disturb. So if you go into Do Not Disturb mode, it's going to tell everyone on your friends list that you can't be contacted. And you won't receive any messages during that time. I mean, you'll receive it, but you won't see a notification, so it's just an easier way of turning off your notifications in a way. So, like, example, when we do our streaming of the games, an easy Do Not Disturb.
That's a lot easier than just turning off my notifications.
And just two more, you know, smaller updates for the Xbox are doing right now is they added some new power options where instead of being 1 hour in activity, your Xbox turned off, now they're going to add 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, or 5 hours. So now you don't have to choose between 1 and 6. Which was surprisingly one of another big demanding feature. And one of the last things they announced is a new game hub. They're going to add a new game hub where, you know, when you press your Xbox button, the 6 most recent apps that you use will pop up. Now they're doing a hub where all your games will show up right in that hub where you don't have to necessarily leave the game to go inside to open up the next game. which is pretty neat. And there's some other stuff they said they're not ready to announce to the public that will be coming out. Hopefully they will talk about soon. So that's pretty much it for Xbox news. And then the last news I just want to throw out there. The last Rainbow Six update for the year. Just went live on the PC test servers. And there's quite a bit of nerfs in there. Quite a bit of nerfs. Ella got nerfed.
Okay, so I was just about to ask about that because I was playing last night. And one of the guys I was playing with was mentioning, oh, I can't wait till Ella gets nerfed. So it is. It's true. So what did they nerf on Ella?
So since they already slightly did her recoil, it's not that big of a nerf. They said because she's overpowered on where everyone keeps picking her, they're only changing her magazine. So instead of 50 bullets, she's going to get 40 bullets now. I mean, it's not the biggest nerf, but those 10 bullets can make a difference. 100%. A couple other things. The concuss grenades that Ella and Sophia do will not... They'll still concuss you, but when you get concussed, you get disabled. You can't run fast. You can't really move at all. So that went for 7 seconds to 4 seconds. So you'll be able to run after 4 seconds, but you still won't be able to see or hear for 7 seconds. So that's kind of a good news scenario. So you can at least try to run out harm's way.
Yeah, it's a little bit better for, yeah.
And Ash got nerfed.
Oh boy.
Yeah, her gun. Specifically, her gun was reduced big time.
Which one, the R4 or the G36?
The R4.
Oh, yeah, I figured that one. So, that one's...
The old damage was 41 damage. Now it is 39. So the biggest nerf, but they also changed it with extended barrel and suppressor. All of them dropped. So they want people to stop using Ash. And because she has a higher fire rate, they want to take away some of that damage. Capitale got buffed. His gun got buffed, the para. And it's a pretty big buff. Instead of his gun doing 38 damage, it now does 48 damage. So
that gun wasn't a good enough. I mean, that gun was good already. I'm surprised.
And now we can say Twitch got nerfed in a big way. And this might change the game for Twitch. Her shock drone only does 5 shots now per drone. Instead of the 15 she used to have, she can only do 5.
Oh, wow.
So now, you know, playing as a Twitch, you got to decide what you want to do. Are you gonna waste that ammo shocking someone, or are you going to go after objective items? So that's a big change for Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part now, it looks like you're definitely going to use it to get the objective. Yeah, of course, for any smart player.
And two more. You know, Bandit, not really big nerf. He went from 3 barbed wire down to 2 barbed wire.
Oh, you can still Bandit glitch.
And Legion got buff, which is really cool. His Legion mines are only 30 seconds versus 35 seconds for refilling.
Oh, so 5-second difference with it. That's pretty big too now.
And besides that, just some other small gameplay fixes. Something whoever wants to see can check out. But you know, there's one fix that I found a little funny. Sophia's gun, she has 151 bullets in her gun. Mm-hmm. They changed it to 150. Instead of 151, she has 150 bullets now. So they took away one bullet.
Wow. What a nerf. Good job, Ubisoft.
That's pretty much it. You know, that's the last update before we get into year 3 of Rainbow Six.
Which is going to be soon. Going to be soon.
March. Very soon. I'm excited. So, before we get into that E3 stuff, let's run down some of the games that have come out this year.
Yes, so...
I know there's quite a few games.
So if you're looking... Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do January, you can do February.
Alright.
So February, These are all the games that were confirmed with a release date. The games that don't have a release date won't be part of this listing at all. So January 11th, which is today, Escapist 2 came out on the Switch, which I think I might be picking up because Escapist is a pretty fun game. The Street Fighter 5, PS4 and PC, January 16th.
Arcade Edition.
Yeah, Arcade Edition. Digimon, I didn't even know that was still a thing, is coming out on PS4 and Vita. I'm surprised they're still making Vita games.
Yeah, I thought the Vita was done, but apparently not.
That's coming out January 19th. What you said before, Kirby Battle 3DS will be out January 19th. Lost Spear will be coming out January 23rd on Switch, PS4, and PC. I'm not sure what that is. I don't think I've ever heard of that one. The Impatient? I'm not sure what that one is either, but that's going to be a VR game that's going to be coming out also January 23rd. The Seven Deadly Sins will be January 25th on PS4. I know Gato is a little bit excited for this one. Dragon Ball Z Fighter Z that will be coming out on all platforms except Nintendo Switch on January 26th. Also on January 26th is a big title because this is going to be a pretty big game in January. Is Monster Hunter Worlds PS4 and Xbox One. That's going to be a pretty big title for console. And Dizida? I have no idea. Dissidia?
Dissidia, yeah. That's how you pronounce it. Dissidia.
Final Fantasy PS4 January 30th. That's your January lineup.
So before I jump to February, yeah, so the biggest games right now in January, obviously if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, I mean, I'm not, but it looks really interesting. If you see the style of gameplay, it looks like a Street Fighter style. So it's really interesting to see how that's going to play out for Dragon. You know, I know the last couple fighters, a lot of Dragon Ball Z fans have been disappointed, but I have a feeling they might like this one. And yeah, as you mentioned, Monster Hunter coming onto PlayStation and Xbox is a big deal. So it's going to be, I mean, those are the two big titles. Those are the two titles that stand out to me for January. January is a little slow when it comes to gaming, but those two definitely stand out.
Yeah, 100%. I'm definitely going to get the Escapist, and I might have to pick up Monster Hunter because I hear a lot of great things. I never played a Monster Hunter game before, but I hear pretty good things about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal for that game to be on PS4 and Xbox. As we jump to February, February 2nd, EA Sports UFC 3 will be releasing. Also, if you're an EA Access member, you'll get that a little bit earlier. Shadow of the Colossus, it's a remaster again on PlayStation 4, February 6th. Dragon Quest Builders, February 9th on the Switch. Dynasty Warriors 9. There's so many Dynasty Warriors games that you lose count after. That one's going to be on all platforms except for the Switch. Kingdom Come Deliverance. Same thing, all platforms except for the Switch will be February 13th. Owlboy, which will be on all platforms except for PC on the 13th as well. Radiant Historia. Perfect Chronology, which will be on the 3DS, also the 13th. Secret of Mana, which will be PC, PlayStation 4, and Vita. So there's another Vita title. Bayonetta 1 and 2, The Collection.
Going to be a
February
big game.
16th on Switch.
That's going to be a big
Metal
line.
Gear. So this one's going to be, this one also is getting a lot of, you know, this one's going to be interesting. Metal Gear Survive, all platforms except Switch on February 20th. Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 Plus on the Switch February 22nd. As I mentioned earlier, Payday 2 will be making its debut on the Switch February 27th. So again, February, nothing crazy. You have, you know, your remastered titles, Shadow of Colossus, Bayonetta 1 and 2, and yeah, I mean, Payday, I wouldn't consider Payday a remaster, it's just getting ported over to the Switch. Yeah, nothing really crazy. I mean, sports kicks off with UFC. on the 2nd, but yeah, I mean, again, nothing crazy for February.
Bayonetta is going to be a pretty big seller for the Switch.
Yeah, because the first one was originally released on Xbox 360 and PlayStation, so Bayonetta 2 was, I know, exclusive for Wii U. So, yeah, a lot of those people who, Nintendo fans who never played the first game get to play it.
Yeah, March is not that big of a lineup, but they have some pretty big games in March. We got the Bravo Team for PSVR, March 6th. Fantastic for PS4, March 6th. Devil May Cry HD Collection. I thought they already did that already.
No.
But that's going to be all platforms except the Switch. It's going to be March 13th. Golem, PSVR, March 13th. Attack on Titan 2 on all platforms, March 20th.
And then you're slowly going to start going down the list to the games that we are going to get.
And this is Microsoft's first exclusive of the year, right?
Yeah.
Which is going to be Sea of Thieves, which will be Xbox and Windows 10, March 20th. Yokozua, did I say that right?
Yakuza
6.
Yep.
It's the Song of Life. PS4, March 20th. There's no way I'm pronouncing that.
Ni no Kuni 2, Revenant Kuni. Kingdom.
That's going to be PS4 and PC, March 23rd. Another game that I'm really looking forward to is A Way Out. It's going to be on all platforms except the Switch. That's going to be March 23rd. And what the? That's like the longest title in the world.
Atelieri. Skip it. I don't even.
It's going to be another big game of the year. It's going to be Far Cry 5, which is going to be all platforms except the Switch on March 23rd. And we got Rage Quit Passover game, and will be the Show 18 PS4 March 27th. So that's definitely a bigger month for this year.
Yeah, and then really quick before we talk about March, April. So far, the only confirmed game for April is We Happy Few. Moves from game preview to full release April 13th.
It's only been a few years.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, March is big. I mean, March definitely is kicking off quarter one. Definitely, as we talked about, Sea of Thieves is the first Xbox exclusive. So, I mean, that's been out on alpha for a while in beta. So, I mean, we played it a couple times. It's definitely something we're looking, forward to.
It's coming to beta this month.
Yakuza 6 has been out in Japan for a while. This is going to be the Western port. I've always enjoyed the Yakuza games, so most likely I'll be picking that game up as well. I know you and I are going to be co-streaming A Way Out.
Oh, I can't wait.
So that one I really look forward to as well. Far Cry 5, yeah, that's a big one. That game looks really, really interesting. It's take place here in a more down south. I forget what the state is called, but Far Cry 5, excuse me, it's definitely going to be a lot better than 4. 4 was definitely, I felt, very disappointing. And MLB The Show, yeah, I always get those every year as well. Big baseball fan. So I'm definitely looking forward to MLB The Show as well. So March looks expensive, but definitely a lot of good games coming out.
Yeah, once we get the other half of the year, we'll definitely share that. But we're not going to hear too much about that right now. I mean, you're going to start hearing it as February comes to an end, and we're going to start seeing a lot more April games. So, you okay there, Rage?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, so those are all the games that are coming out this year that are confirmed so far. So now we can jump into what games we are pretty much excited about this year. What games can we see us playing, streaming this year? What'd you say? Definitely A Way Out, as we talked about.
Yeah, A Way Out is definitely something we're going to be definitely co-streaming. Because that game is heavily marketed as a co-op, so definitely co-streaming that. As Sea of Thieves is another one. I mean,
we gotta get a good team for that, though.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves, as you know, that another game that's very heavily marketed to have, you know, a crew. So, and I mean, we need two more members. So
we're recruiting.
You know, Yeah, we're going to be looking on the groups and seeing if we get some good pirates. One thing I worry about CFDs, I hope it doesn't get too tedious or repetitive. I don't know if you're worried about any of those things. I just hope it doesn't get very too tedious where we're just going island to island and just, all right, we're picking up this treasure. This treasure, maybe we'll get a battle here,
There's quests in it, so it's not just going to island. There are quests that you have to complete, so being repetitive, being tedious shouldn't really be a problem. I don't see that right now, because there's definitely quests in this, so there should be something else to do besides going to island.
I'm also just happy Rare is finally making an actual game again, not making Kinect games, which is great.
Kinect is officially dead.
Yeah, I'm very happy Rare is back to making, games again, not freaking dancing. Even though I did enjoy the dancing game on Kinect, I forget what it was called. It was actually really good.
Dance Central,
yes. That and Kinect Sports were probably the greatest. The short lifespan of the Kinect, those were the highlights.
Well, they officially announced that they will not be making the adapter anymore.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's over. It's officially buried.
Where it should be.
Yeah, I mean, that was a flop.
There's no need for Kinect when you can just plug in the webcam now, so.
Yeah, exactly. Other games so far in March I'm looking for, I mean, not just March in general, other games looking forward to. I mean, it's what Sony has shown is that this is going to be the year, this is going to be a year of Sony. I mean, Sony has talked about a lot of exclusives coming out this year. God of War, Detroit Become Human, Spider-Man, Days Gone. Last of Us, I don't think, is going to be coming out this year. I think that's more of next year. So, I mean, where is Sony going to put these games? So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, because they didn't put official dates on these games yet, so.
No, so I just wonder where they're going to slot them.
I say Spider-Man will probably be more towards the Infinity Wars. They'll probably release around then.
That's what I was thinking, too. As far as, like, Xbox we know is more holiday for their exclusives. So, as we talk about when we get to our topic, that's when I'll touch on that some more. But as far as Xbox so far, I mean, Red Dead is one of them. Sea of Thieves, as I talked about. And, I mean, Far Cry 5 is definitely another one. I'm a big Far Cry fan. I loved Far Cry 3. I was disappointed in 4 and Primal. Those were heavy disappointments for me. So I'm definitely, hopefully they can rebound at 5. And, of course, we're going to keep jumping on Rainbow Six with Year 3 pumping out. So,
especially with the new zombie mode or containment, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Switch, I talked about Nintendo Direct, we have a tennis game coming out. And the tropical game from Donkey Kong. So I'm looking forward to that on Switch. And then when we get to the topic, we'll talk some more.
I think 2018 is going to be a pretty solid year of gaming. I think it might actually be better than last year. I don't know yet. I guess it's something that we're just going to have to wait and find out. Because it definitely has really good, really good content this year. Alright, so now June is E3. It's time to start predicting, what games would you like to get announced? Games that aren't out yet, like weren't even announced, what games would you like to see announced at E3 this year?
So are we going to talk about games? Or are we talking about the Xbox or PlayStation? Or we just want me to just strictly go on my games so far?
Just games and games in general.
I just want to see what Capcom's doing with. I want to see if Capcom will talk about Resident Evil 2 remaster. I wonder if we'll finally get a trailer for that. The rumor's been going around we were going to be getting a trailer soon, and we know they're done with 7 now. No more. The No Hero DLC came out. All the content came out. So it's time to move on. So will we get a Resident Evil 2 remaster trailer? Also, I want to see Shenmue 3. I mean, that was announced back at E3 in, I believe it was 2015 or 2014, I believe. I forget when that was announced, but I want to see some gameplay for that. I know on their YouTube they showed some character designs a while back, but that's another game I want to see if that'll finally get a gameplay trailer at E3 as well. That's another game I'm looking forward to. And, you know, Crackdown 3, are we finally going to get a release date for that? And maybe some other remasters. I know the big news was Crash Bandicoot finally got that remaster of all the games. Will Spyro the Dragon? I mean, will Sony work with Activision again and get a Spyro the Dragon remaster and remaster all three of those games?
I love Spyro remaster.
Activision owns Spyro, and you know Activision and Sony work together to do Crash. So will we get Spyro? That's another thing that's going to be interesting. Will we get something like that? I know Medieval's getting a remaster. That was a big PlayStation 1 title, so can't wait to see gameplay of that. And other game off the top of my head, nothing really. Those games are like the important ones right now for me. Maybe what is Rocksteady going to be working on? You know, we haven't heard anything from Rocksteady since Arkham Knight. So are they going to be working on a superhero game? Who knows? So, and maybe also before you take over, Elder Scrolls. Are we going to get our first reveal of Elder Scrolls from Bethesda?
Some of those are pretty good. I'd like to see half of that come true, but that's so hard to tell, you know. I put a small list together. I think that we're probably going to see a new Zelda game, or we're going to see another expansion come out this year. I think expansion definitely this year. Zelda game will probably be out next year. So I think Nintendo will come strong with another Zelda game or expansion. I would like to see them announce a Super Smash Bros. For Switch. I think that's one thing a lot of the people are waiting for. Go ahead.
They announced a tennis game, which is a good start. So, I mean, yeah, definitely a Super Smash, maybe a revival of Mario Party. You know, could we finally get a good Mario Party game back again? So,
definitely. Definitely Mario Party. I would love that, too. We all know that Form Software released that teaser trailer at Game Awards. It's time to finally show us that trailer at E3. I think it's time. You know, a lot of people think it's a Bloodborne or a Tenchu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but a Tenchu. Have you ever played any of the other ones?
Those ninja games. The only one I ever played was Shinobi on PlayStation 1, and oh my god, it was ridiculously difficult. Forget it.
Yeah, so a lot of people are going between that, or you know, it could be a whole brand new game. So I think they'll finally let us do with that trailers, and most likely that'll come out next year. I know one thing that I myself am waiting for is I would like Blizzard to announce Diablo 4. Diablo 4, or I'll be happy with a Diablo 2 remastered. But I think it's time for a new Diablo game to come out. So I think they'll announce that. I'll probably come out 2020. And I think it's also time that Xbox joins the VR world, because now that we have the Xbox One X, they're not working on any new hardware right now. I mean, they shouldn't be making a new console. I think we might see a teaser or something to...
So you think something more affordable than the Oculus?
Something definitely more affordable than Oculus. So I'm really hoping for an Xbox VR this year. Might see a Assassin's Creed 2 Origins. Assassin's Creed Origins 2. Of course, Bethesda. No idea what they're going to make, but they're going to come out with something big.
Do you think EA will touch on the fate of Star Wars?
I don't think they're going to touch that with a pole, bro. I think if they show anything with Star Wars, it better be improvements. If anything, they're going to introduce a whole new loot crate system.
We better get like Knights of the Old Republic 3 or something.
I mean, they really couldn't touch Battlefront 2 at this EA, because we got so many months until June. That game is going to be... No one's going to play that shit anymore. So hopefully I would like a remastered Old Republic. I mean, that would be pretty neat. But, I don't know. EA is in shallow water.
Yeah, especially when... And then, you know, they canceled the other project that was supposed to be a story-driven Star Wars game. They closed the studio. So, I mean, Star Wars is just a mess right now when it comes to games. I mean, it's just been a shame. Hopefully, I mean, EA's E3, if you look in the past, has been horrible. Last year's was atrocious. The year before that was atrocious. I mean, EA, besides A Way Out, I mean, do you remember anything? I mean, they showed, remember Need for Speed Payback? That was terrible. I mean, what can EA really do to finally get some momentum back on their side? I mean, yeah, I mean, you're right. Maybe a Knights of the Republic remaster of the first two games, or maybe all new game altogether. But I don't see that, because BioWare is going to be, you know, they're going to probably show off Anthem. Most likely, BioWare is working on Anthem, so we're probably not going to see BioWare working on anything. So, I mean, I don't really look. I think EA's in a lot of trouble. I really do. With their E3, because again, the momentum for Star Wars games has just been is shot. And like you said, who the hell is playing Battlefront 2 at this point anymore?
Yeah, I mean, EA hasn't been doing the greatest at all lately. I mean, it hasn't just been last year; it's been the year before that too. You know, they're just not in the. Not very good at what they do right this second. I mean, they still have some aspect with their sports games, but they need something more than just a sports
game. I'm assuming they're going to do, because they skipped Battlefield last year, so I'm assuming this year they're going to show off a new Battlefield game.
No, I didn't think of that, but well, that would be kind of cool. I don't think we're ready for a new Battlefield, to be honest. I think Battlefield 1 is still very strong game, and now what they have all the crossplay with all the maps from all the other battlefields. I think that this Battlefield can stick around for a while. They could definitely skip another year of Battlefield.
With the competition of Call of Duty, I see another Battlefield game in a direction. I don't know what direction they'll go in, because it went World War One. Call of Duty went World War II. I don't know if you saw the rumor, but this year's Call of Duty is going to be Black Ops 4. So it looks like they might be going back to future. So,
who knows? If it goes back to future, I will definitely not be playing it.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'll stick with World War II. I mean, and the horrible spawn points, but still, I'll stick with World War II.
And I know we can... what the hell was that? We could jump into the last discussion that I have here. What games would you like to see come out this year that haven't been announced? Like, example, you think Crackdown 3 is going to be delayed?
No. So the game I was talking about earlier that I was hoping that not get delayed is Red Dead.
It's delayed.
I mean, I know it's at spring 2018. But, I mean, we haven't seen too much on it but the trailer. We haven't seen any gameplay footage yet. Just knowing Rockstar, I'm just a little worried. I don't want them to delay it to holiday. As far as Crackdown goes, I think they can't afford to delay it anymore. They delayed it way, way too many times. The hype train, I think, now is falling off the rails. I think they just need to come out with it already. I don't think they could.
It's going to get delayed.
You think so again?
It's going to get delayed. And that's going to suck, because I would love to play some Crackdown. Crackdown is a game that I would love to play.
Yeah, Crackdown 2 was amazing. I really like Crackdown 2. I think Crackdown 2 is a very underrated Xbox exclusive. Like I said, I don't think it'll get delayed anymore. I don't think they could afford to delay it anymore. I think they finally need to come out with this game already. Holiday or... and just finally pump it out.
Yeah, you know, Crackdown looks great, looks amazing. I mean, it's a game that I've since I watched the trailer, I personally was like, fuck, I gotta play this game. And They got delayed, and then I was like, well, shit happens, right? Got delayed again. Well, goddamn, what the hell's going on? And if it gets delayed again, dude, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. I don't think my heart could take so many more delays.
Yeah, especially when last year, you know, you had the Xbox One X coming out, and it was like the perfect time for them to release I wouldn't say a strong exclusive, but at least an exclusive, you know, to pump out with the new console. So, I mean, this year I don't think they could afford to delay it. I think it's got to come out this year. Like I said, I just hope Red Dead doesn't get delayed. You know, that is such a strong title. We've been waiting 8 years since the last game came out. We both know that GTA 5 is no longer going to get supported anymore. As far as online goes, they're going to be switching over to Red Dead online. So, I mean, that's all I care. I hope that game doesn't get delayed till next year. If it gets delayed to holiday, all right, whatever. But I don't want it to get delayed another year.
I don't think they're done supporting GTA 5 right this second. They're not going to stop supporting GTA 5 until they announce GTA 6.
I mean is, I don't mean like, you know, I think they'll stop supporting it as much as they have been. I think they'll support more Red Dead. I still see they'll still do maybe some small those anniversary modes and all those like fun modes that they come out with from time to time, but I think their bigger focus is going to be Red Dead's online, because I'm sure they do not want to have a repeat of what happened with GTA 5's online.
Yeah, I would hope not. Like, that was awful.
I mean, that online was rough for like about a month. You could not play it for a month, and it was rough. I really hope they I don't think they want to repeat that. As far as answer your question, also as far as other games I'd like to see to come out this year, you know, games like Days Gone, as Detroit Become Human, those are other games that I definitely want to see to come out this year. I am getting my hopes up, Shenmue 3, but I am getting my hopes up.
That's a big hope.
Yeah, that is. It's a huge hope. But I don't see that coming out this year. That's just me getting my hopes up. And then also, as I spoke on earlier, Spyro the Dragon, a remaster of those games. So
I would love a Spyro. I'm really a big Spyro fan.
You know, I would like Sony to work with Activision again and do something like that.
No, a pretty big... I've been doing a lot of reading and listening to other outlets and stuff, and a lot of them are saying that Anthem's going to get delayed, and it's not going to come out this year.
Yeah, that game I wouldn't be too surprised to get delayed as well. If it does come out, it's definitely going to be holiday, most likely, but I wouldn't be surprised if EA does delay it. But I think, again, as we talked about earlier, EA needs something strong. As we're going to talk about, as we're going to soon predict all the conferences, what we would like to see announced. But I think I think EA could ill afford to push a game like that back.
I don't know. The way they presented Anthem, it looks like a really big IP right there. And I don't think EA can afford to push that back right now, or delay it or anything. I don't think they can afford that. They hyped us up with that trailer, man. They fucking hyped us up at the last E3.
Yeah, they did.
And that game has been on my mind since then.
As we're talking about it, as we're talking about our E3 predictions, let's go, you know, conference by conference, what we would predict, what we're most likely going to see, and what we'd like to see different. So EA, you know we're going to see Anthem. We're most likely going to see a new Battlefield. I think EA likes to keep up with their competition with Call of Duty. I'd say we see a Battlefield. I don't know what direction they'll go in. Maybe they'll stick with the World War One. Maybe they'll go World War II. But I think we're going to get a new Battlefield game. It took a year off for a reason. I think we'll see a new Battlefield game. Again, I really hope they somehow put a nice little Band-Aid on the Star Wars franchise and somehow fix it, because the wound is getting bigger and bigger. it is a big gash in the Star Wars franchise right now. Need for Speed is shot. I think I don't know what they could do. What could they do, Dan? I mean, Dan, what could they do to fix Need for Speed?
Need for Speed is, I think at this point it's a lost cause. They made so many, like the last three were like horrible. Man, they need to bring it back to like those original Xbox Need for Speeds, like those
Most
Need
Wanted.
For Speeds, like Most Wanted, or like those Need for Speeds were fucking fantastic, man. That's what we need. Or you know what? Fuck Need for Speed now. You know, make a Midnight Club. I don't remember who made Midnight Club, but
Rockstar.
Midnight Club was a great game.
Yeah, that was Rockstar. Rockstar was the Midnight Clubs.
Midnight Club was a great game. That was my game.
Midnight Club was a fantastic game. But, I mean, do you see EA? I mean, we're going to see the sports titles. I'm sure they're going to show off the continuation storyline from Longshot, which is their Madden. I'm sure we're going to see a continuation of the storyline from FIFA. NBA Live again has not been very good to them, as NBA 2K once again has shut them down in that market. Do you see them maybe pumping out some good, indie titles again? Maybe like a way out. You see them pumping out a good indie title.
Well, Microsoft is actually very big in the indies, so I would say, I think if we're gonna see a lot of indies, it's definitely gonna be Microsoft that's presenting most of those indie titles. But what indie titles? I have no idea. I would like indie titles like A Way Out. A Way Out was a great indie title. Cuphead was a fantastic indie title. So I mean, I don't mind playing indie titles. Just make them good. That's all I gotta say. You know, I know Xbox now owns that Minecraft company, Mojo, something like that. I wouldn't be surprised to hear something coming from them at this E3. They only been making Minecraft games. Maybe we're going to see, now that Microsoft owns it, now we could probably see a new game from that company. And it'll be their second game ever made. But I would like to see a new game from that company, see what they got. Because, Minecraft is one of the best-selling games ever. Ever. So
when we talked about, as far as like an EA conference, what's like your excitement level on it? What would your grade be so far? What you're looking forward to is EA. What's your grade right now?
Right now I want to say it's high just because it's so hard to predict on what we're going to see. And so in my mindset, I'm like, shit, all this is going to happen. Like we're going to see, an Xbox VR. We're gonna see some great new Telltale games. We're gonna see brand new Bethesda games, some new Blizzard games. So I mean, it's pretty high up there. You know, maybe in like 2 or 3 months, I'm gonna be like at a 1 because I was like, shit, man, we're gonna see this shit.
As far as my EA grade so far goes, I'm gonna say my excitement level's at a D. Just going by past E3s, they haven't really delivered.
Oh shit! We're going by letters.
By letters.
Okay, I'm gonna say right now, I'm at a B. I'm gonna say right now I'm at a B.
Oh, you have faith in EA?
I have faith that EA won't. Oh, fuck. Are we just rating EA right now?
We're just rating EA right now. Just EA right now.
All right. One second. I forgot my grades. A, B, C. I'm gonna give them a D.
There you go. I was hoping so. I mean, because you look back at their other press conferences have just been dull. They've just been, horrible. And again, I mean, we probably are going to get maybe Battlefield, which will get people excited. And I mean, that's really all I can really think about. I mean, they're going to show off their sports titles: Madden, FIFA, Mumbo Jumbo. Who knows? And again, like you talked about, who knows if they're even going to talk about Star Wars, because Battlefront 2 left a bad taste in people's mouths that, like, an Anthem. I mean, is Anthem coming out this year? Or, I mean, right now it's slated for 2018, so
We'll see how things work out. You know, a lot of games are slated for a year, but don't come out anymore.
Especially RPG games, especially games like RPG.
So yeah, man, I don't know. I maybe it's just me. I think I'm just expecting too much right now.
Let's move on. So you're at a D. I'm at a D. Let's move on to Bethesda. So Bethesda's E3s have normally been pretty good. I liked their presentation last year. They were going around the theme park, which was pretty cool. The main thing I'm worried about, I mean, Bethesda's usually kind of quiet when it comes to their announcements. Last year we got an Evil Within 2. We had a Wolfenstein, the new Colossus. You know, we had the Elder Scrolls Skyrim showing remastered ported over for Switch. Then we saw it in VR. We saw Fallout VR. Kind of quiet. What do you expect this year from Bethesda? I mean, what I expect is hopefully we get an Elder Scrolls 6 announcement.
Well, I know that Bethesda does have a secret IP that they're not talking about. So I'm gonna say they're probably gonna roll out with a brand new game. Besides,
these are always good.
Yeah, they are always good. And you know what? When it comes to Bethesda, you know, like it's not a sour taste in my mouth because Bethesda is really good with their releasing. They're really good with their gameplay. So I have a pretty high hopes for them. As far as that, I would like to see an Elder Scrolls. You know, like I think the one thing I've been waiting for was the original Skyrim. Not Skyrim, Elder Scrolls on Xbox original. What was the name of that one?
Morrowind.
Morrowind. I want to see a remastered Morrowind. That's what I want.
Well, I don't know. They'll have to fix a lot of bugs for that one.
That was my favorite
they'll
one.
They'll really have to remaster that game. But, it could be backwards compatible. Don't forget that. Don't forget, you know, as they could make it backwards compatible.
Yeah, they could. I wouldn't mind that either. I mean, as long as I get to play, I had so much fun playing that game.
It's just what I think they need to do in Elder Scrolls at this point now, because we haven't had an Elder Scrolls since 2011. And, you know, we got the remaster on Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Then we got the port over for Switch. We got the VR. We got a Fallout 4. They got all the DLCs out the way for Fallout 4. Last year, they didn't really mention. I mean, the president of Bethesda mentioned, yeah, we're working on a new Elder Scrolls game. But obviously there's no trailer or reveal trailer. All I want is a reveal trailer. I don't necessarily need a gameplay trailer. I just want to reveal that it's coming. It doesn't have to be this year. Hoping most likely next year. Any of their other IPs that you could be looking, you know, maybe another sequel on possibly or anything like that? Maybe Doom. Maybe you think we'll get another Doom 2 after the success of the remake of Doom?
I went down to Doom. Doom did very well. Story-wise and everything, Doom did fantastic in the market. I mean, I haven't even played Doom, so I can't really say. But from what I read, what I saw, I mean, it did very well for itself. So seeing a Doom 2 is definitely not unlikely. So, but I guess...
What would be your grade of his excitement when you're ready for Bethesda?
So, yeah, I'm going to give a... Bethesda solid B right now, because I'm really hyped to see what this new IP is going to be.
I'm like somewhat with you there. I'm going to go B minus. Bethesda's conferences, when they had their first conference, was amazing because of the announcement of Fallout 4. Everyone exploded. Last year was a little bit of more of their other IPs like Wolfenstein. It was heavy sequels for Bethesda last year with Wolfenstein, Evil Within, a lot of sequels for them last year. So definitely looking forward to see what they're going to do this year. So I'm going to give it a B-, what I'm excited for. Let's move on to Ubisoft before we get on to like PlayStation, Nintendo, and Xbox. Let's move on to Ubisoft. So Ubisoft, last year their conference was pretty good. What are you looking forward to for Ubisoft? I'm hoping for a new Splinter Cell. I mean, they've touched every other Tom Clancy game as far as Ghost Recon. Obviously, we're not going to get a new Rainbow Six because they're still pumping out content. Do you hope to see Sam Fisher once again?
I will say that definitely excited for more Rainbow Six content. I think they probably confirmed that a year four is coming. So,
do you think a year four will be coming?
I think a year four will come. I mean, the game still has 25 million players daily, so that's across all platforms. But I mean, I would like to see a Rainbow Six year four. I think that they'll probably do something with Ghost Recon. Probably now something with Ghost Recon. I would like. What else? Ubisoft. What else you got for me? There's so much stuff that Ubisoft has that they can remaster, like not remaster, but create. Like I said, maybe a new Assassin's Creed, the new one, Origins 2. Maybe we'll see something like that. Maybe a Watch Dogs. I would like to see another Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs 2 was definitely, unfortunately, it didn't sell as well because of the bad publicity for Watch Dogs 1, but I thought both of them were great games. I would love to see another Watch Dogs 2. I thought they were both great games.
I think we'll probably see more of the Beyond Good and Evil.
Do you see them working with Nintendo game and do another collaboration, another game?
I would like that. That'd be pretty neat. You know what? They got Skull and Bones coming out this year.
That's another game too that they announced this year, right? Skull and Bones.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year.
I don't think so. I think that gets pushed back.
They had a beta last year for it. So
unless that is there, because I know you said Assassin's Creed Origins 2, but I have a feeling they're going to start doing they're going to take a year off, year back on. I think their big holiday release will be that, Skull and Bones. I think that will be their big holiday release.
You know what we'll do? We'll just tell them, if you're making new Assassin's Creed, cancel it, scrap it, throw that shit in the garbage. Give us a new South Park.
I don't know if you saw, they're coming out with the remaster of Assassin's Creed Rogue that only came out on 360.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm not very hard to please. So I mean, Skull and Bones looks fun. I mean, I was invited to the beta. I didn't play, but it looks fun. It looks interesting. Assassin's Creed, I still haven't even beat number one yet. So far so good. But I think one of the biggest Ubisoft games I have the most fun playing was Prince of Persia, Far Cry, Beyond Good and Evil, South Park. Give me one of those games. I know Far Cry's already coming out, so we don't have to say Far Cry, but give me one of those games. I would love a new South Park game already. Maybe see
some. And mine is definitely around that same ballpark too. But mine is I would like them to see Sam Fisher back. We haven't had a Splinter Cell game since 2012.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's definitely been a while. So I would definitely like to see a new Splinter Cell. I'd like to see Sam Fisher back. That's definitely one of them. I'll also like to see. Do you see maybe another sequel to The Division, maybe? Or what do you think? No?
If they do a sequel to Division, you better do this shit right this time, because
yeah,
that first one was just god awful when it first came out.
Yeah, and I mean, we finished it pretty quick. I mean, I got to level 30 in no time.
Yeah, but the PvP was the fucking
disaster. PvP was horrible. The Dark Zone was a joke.
I wouldn't mind it as long as they do it right this time, you know? Maybe we'll see another Just Dance, you know?
I'm sure we will. They come out every year. I'm sure we'll see another Just Dance.
We'll stream some Just Dance for everyone to see.
Absolutely. So for Ubisoft, for me, I would probably say a C+. For me, is my excitement.
Ubisoft doesn't have much going for me, so I'll probably go around with a C- area. I mean, I'm not that hyped for Ubisoft at all, so I'll meet in the middle.
So I know they do like some type of PC conferences. Is there anything excited that you might be looking forward to on PC? I know you're You do play some PC, so is there anything you're looking forward to for PC?
I mean, if they do PC, they're just going to announce a new graphics card or a new processor, so I'm not really... I'll just read about it later on. Like, I don't need to watch on E3 because it's not on the main stage or anything. It's like, it's one of those side panels type of deal. So anything that comes out of E3 with PC-wise, I will just read about it later on the next day. So there's no hype in there.
Okay. So let's move on to Nintendo. Ugh. Is there anything... So Nintendo doesn't do anything on the main stage. They do the Nintendo Direct. Unless they come out of nowhere and decide to do E3 again. I mean, that would be a big surprise. But they mostly do Nintendo Direct. What I'm looking forward to for Nintendo for the fall, because they've so far announced a couple games for their quarter one. For the fall, I'm definitely going to be looking forward to maybe, hopefully, an Animal Crossing.
Yes. A Pokemon maybe to see another game. For Switch.
For Switch. They did pump out Zelda and Mario last year. Maybe DLC or an expansion for those two games, possibly. A Mario Party. They did Mario Kart last year, but that was the Wii U version. So something big like that. I think they need something big. And then maybe a third party... an IP out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. I guess the only thing Nintendo for me would be Mario Party. And from what I've been saying since day one, I really, really want a Pokemon game. Like, a legit Pokemon game on the Switch. I think that's my number one thing I would like to see come out this year or announce this year. It doesn't have to come out this year and just give me an announcement about it. I'll be happy with that. But, like I said, I mean, I'm not too excited. I know it's most likely not going to be at E3 anyways.
I would like to see also, besides the games, I want to see when they're going to announce, like, their online content. Like, as far as, like, what are we going to get with the online content, you know? Like, for paying the... What games are we going to get for free? What advantage are we getting for paying?
I thought I heard you say Bethesda. I'm like, what other Bethesda
No. We got Nintendo's going to be coming out with, like, you know, their paid content. So I just want to know, is it going to be worth?
I think it's going to be much.
It's like maybe $40-$50, I believe, a year. So yeah. I just wonder what
it's strictly going to be for playing games online, watching Netflix, watching Hulu. Of course, you would have to buy your own subscription for next level Hulu, but I'm pretty sure it's just going to be very standard. I know they talked about doing the free game for just a month, but I think it's going to be very standard and not going to really put many features into it. So,
Nintendo so far, the Nintendo Direct, what the excitement are you looking for?
No excitement at all. So I'm going to go with a D.
No. A D.
Yeah.
Mine's a B minus for Nintendo. I'm looking forward to Nintendo Direct. I think Nintendo's gonna keep the momentum going from last year, and I think we're gonna be all right.
It makes me think about Xbox and E3 because I know they like to throw out those new features that are coming to the Xbox One X. They always do something big with that, you know. Last year was looking for groups, which turned out very good. Was that last year? No, it was the year before that.
What, the groups? Yeah, the groups was the year before that.
And they always do those big features, you know, looking for groups, clubs, new systems, new things they always add into the Xbox features. So that's one thing I'm really excited about Xbox, to see what they bring to the table with that, because they always do something big with that.
Let's go on the Xbox then, now that you're on the topic. So Xbox is known for their exclusives. They announced their big exclusives. So besides Crackdown, do you think we maybe get another... Do you think they announce finally another Halo?
Yeah, actually, I think we're going to see a Halo 6. I think it's time for us to see a Halo 6.
I mean, because last year they didn't really have, and I also think that they're going to probably announce another Forza Horizon, which I'm excited about. I love the Horizon series more than the Motorsport.
I love Horizon.
I think we'll get that. I hope we see some more new IPs as well.
But before we jump off the Horizon topic real quick, what more can they bring to Horizon from compared to the last one? What more can they do different? You know, eventually, you're not going to be able to add much more into the Horizon series. So, you know, it's going to be pretty exciting to see what they change, what they can bring into the Horizon series. Because Horizon is a great game. The best racing game for me. I prefer that over Motor. But it's going to be hard to top last year's, not last year, the year before Horizon.
Yeah, with the story, with the co-op story. And yeah, I know. I see what you mean there. And the map was huge, and there was the dirt racing. So yeah, no, I agree with you there. Maybe they'll move on from it. Maybe they'll do Horizon 3, but a different setting. So,
or they could bring those like those mini games they had. Like they did the Fast and the Furious.
That was a good DLC.
The Hot Wheels DLC. Maybe they could bring more of that in. So because the Hot Wheels was pretty cool.
Also, I just want to see, Phil Spencer's always good about announcing new IPs as well, so I wonder if they bring in some new IPs as well on there. And again, I wonder, you know, these third-party games, what they bring to the stage, you know, they show these new trailers and everything like that, so I just wonder what Xbox, what surprises they'll bring, like as far as third parties as well with new gameplay reveals as well. So,
you know, I believe that now that the Xbox One X is an actual thing now, it's out there, I think that it's going to attract more third parties. And I think that Microsoft is going to grab a handful of exclusives that we're going to see at new IPs, exclusives towards Xbox. I think this is a year where Xbox tops exclusives from their previous years. Like last year, they had mostly indie exclusives. I think this is a year where Xbox, we start to see a lot more major brand exclusives.
And you see them taking more indie titles, correct, too? Because they've been big on indies.
Definitely. Microsoft is based around the indie community, so definitely it's going to be very big in indie.
So what's your excitement for Microsoft?
Well, right now,
before we go on that, do you see them as the year and time goes on? Do you see them supporting backwards compatible a little bit more?
I think they're going to be very strong with the compatibility, backwards compatibility, because now that the original Xbox is in that play, I think we're going to see a lot more original Xbox games come to it. And we're going to hear a lot more about backwards compatibility and the brand new games. I have a feeling we're going to go to we're going to watch E3 and it'll be like, blow your fucking mind. Oh, now there's 200 original Xbox games now backwards compatible. So I think they're going to be pretty big with the original Xbox content.
Absolutely, Matt. So what would be your grade? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Right now, I'm giving it a solid A.
I'm going to go B+.
Sorry, man. I'm just too high on that Xbox poll. I love the way they bring stuff to the table sometimes.
Now we'll go with arguably the winners of the past couple E3s, Sony. And you could argue me if you want, but I'm sorry. It's just true. I feel in my heart that Sony's won E3 the past 2 years, despite last year's just showing off games that were coming out this year. What I'm looking forward to the Sony is, in 2015, they showed, I'm sorry, 20, was 2016 or 2015? Resident Evil came out 2017, right?
Uh-huh.
2016. So 2016, they showed off Resident Evil 7. And, I mean, yes, it was released on all the consoles, but it had the marketing was more towards Sony. Are we going to see, as I talked to earlier, are we going to see the Resident Evil 2 remaster on Sony stage? That will be huge. Are we finally going to get a gameplay trailer for Shenmue 3? And are we going to get release dates? That's the important thing. Are we finally going to get release dates for Marvel Spider-Man, Detroit Become Human, Days Gone, God of War. That's four exclusives right there.
Well,
and like I talk.
Well, if they plan on releasing Spider-Man with Infinity Wars timeline area, that's going to be before E3. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see what happens from now until then. But I'd be great. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot from Sony this year for sure.
And I mean, Call of Duty. I mean, they have the rights to Call of Duty. What are obviously they're going to show the Call of Duty gameplay on that stage? Black Ops 4. Are you praying to the Lord and Saviors that it's not another jetpack futuristic jumper, or do you want it to kind of go maybe more modern, boots to ground, or do you want it to stick with? I mean, if it's Black Ops 4, I don't know. It's a continuation of 3, then, which means jetpacks and everything again. So
I think they learned their lesson. I don't think I can't be that stupid. I just can't.
Or would you be upset to go to Modern Warfare?
No, I wouldn't be upset. I mean, Modern Warfare had a good story to it, so I wouldn't be too upset about that. No problem with that.
And then I'm sure we're gonna get some they're gonna throw in, like, you know, the VR games. We'll get some, you know, these are more VR games, and all that other type stuff. But Sony's, I mean, again, they have a lot of exclusives coming out this year that I'm really, really excited about.
You think Sony's going to introduce a new hardware?
I don't think so. I think they're going to stick with the Pro. I mean, they literally just came out with that thing.
Rumor is there is new hardware coming.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. I mean...
You know what they do? They might bring to E3 and say, hey, PlayStation 5.
I don't think they'll go that far with Xbox. Yeah, I hope not. I mean, like I said, they already have all these. They already have like four exclusives, and they just Last of Us 2 is a big title that's going to be coming out. I don't think it's going to be this year. I think it's going to be next year. If they come out with new hardware, maybe it's an upgraded Pro version. But I don't see them coming out with a PlayStation 5. I think that'll be too obnoxious and crazy at this point.
Yeah, it would be, but.
But with all the exclusives companies that are coming out, and with the possibilities, again, maybe they show off a new Resident Evil. Again, a God of War. I mean, my anticipation for Sony this year, if they don't come out with most of these games this year, right now it's at an A. It'll quickly go to a D.
I'll probably see some more information about Last of Us.
If they do what they did last year and come out and say, all right, guys, here's some more exclusives that are coming out next year and not this year, then it's going to be really disappointing. I mean, last year's E3 was meh. It was meh. This year's E3 could shape up to be a very good E3. I mean, E3's 2016 was amazing. 2017's was eh. So hopefully this year they could kind of rebound.
Yeah, I mean, Sony always brings a good amount of exclusives to the table. You know, Sony vs. Xbox, they definitely did bring a lot more major party exclusives, where Xbox brought in a lot of indie exclusives and hardware and features. So, game-wise, I'll probably say PlayStation did better with game-wise, but as far as, you know, the indie world and hardware, Xbox definitely took that far away.
Absolutely. Again, E3 is looking to shape up to be hopefully really good this year. So my hopes are
so far
are on for E3.
Well, I'm excited. It should be a very good year for games. Please, no delays, no cancellations.
Yeah, like I said, the main thing is for me, no cancellation for Red Dead. I agree with you. Same thing. No cancellations for Anthem, as you mentioned at the top. I hope. I agree with you. I just hope no cancellations for much anticipated games.
Well, you know, the one small thing we didn't talk about is Telltale.
That is true. So, Walking Dead. This is the final season of Clementine's storyline is culminating. It's ending.
Yeah.
After this,
it's gonna be a sad day for that. But
so let me ask you this question before we talk about what they could be moving on to. Do you think we get a Clementine death? Do you think that's do you think we're gonna get a sad ending like in this season one with Lee dying, which was sad?
Bro, I'm already starting to tear, man. Like, don't even play this shit.
Do you think we get Clementine passing at the end?
I mean, if I'm about to cry. You can't be playing emotions like that. Clementine is probably the best Telltale character. So, we grew up with Clementine. So if they're gonna kill her off at the end of this, they better do a pretty damn good story on why she dies. So I hope she doesn't die. I hope that she finds some kind of camp where she can live, be happy with herself, I guess, and survive.
Well, she's going after the kid. She's going after the baby.
That's right, she's going after the baby. So hopefully
she found out where the baby is, so she's going after the baby.
A good ending is if they both lie together.
And speaking of Walking Dead too, before we go back to Telltale, Overkill, The Walking Dead is supposed to be. And you know what? Another zombie game we forgot to talk about on Xbox is State of Decay 2.
State of Decay
is also.
Oh man, we slacking.
Yeah, we are slacking. State of Decay 2 is coming out this year. That's another Xbox exclusive. That game blew up.
And it's finally co-op.
And it is finally co-op, online co-op as well. That game is a definitive zombie game to me. I loved running around, scavenging for food, bringing it back to the camp. If my player died, I picked up and played as somebody else, getting ammunition, guns from my camp. Like, that was a definitive zombie game. And I also loved, there was a trailer that came out. It looked like now there's going to be much more zombies on screen compared to the original State of Decay. Now, granted, yes, it was a small indie game. That was by Undead Labs that blew up now. Now you have more money, I'm sure, to work with to put more zombies on screen. So
this game is going to be phenomenal, man.
And then Overkill The Walking Dead hopefully will rebound after that horrible, horrifying last first-person Walking Dead game that we unfortunately had the pleasure of playing, and maybe we'll play it on Why Are We Playing This? Segment.
State of Decay is definitely going to be one of Xbox's biggest exclusives this year. That's that and Red Dead, I think it's going to blow. Those two alone can make a very good, strong year for Xbox. But you know, you're most likely going to have Forza coming out this year. So I think Xbox will do just fine with exclusives at E3 this year. Back to Overkill, though. Well, The Walking Dead, that game looks awesome.
Sorry.
That game looks awesome, and I hope it's not going to be on that segment. Why are we playing this? Because from the, you know, it didn't show any gameplay, but from the small cutscenes, like, I'm really excited about it.
I meant it's like, why are we playing this? Why are we playing the one with Daryl and
That one, man, was fucking awful, man.
But yeah, Overkill The Walking Dead looks promising. Hopefully. I mean, that trailer came out. Looks like it's obviously going to be based in DC. They showed one of the playable characters, so that's an indie title too. That's
Overkill. Yeah. Payday.
Yeah, Payday. Yeah, the guys who made Payday. So I mean, I have hopes for that. Back to Telltale, really quick. So Batman, their season 2 is going to culminate this year. The new episode comes out the 23rd. They're still doing the Guardians of the Galaxy. Where do you see Telltale moving on from? What other franchises do you see them going to?
Well, before we jump to there, Wolf Among Us? Wolf Among Us season 2 is supposed to be this year.
Yes, season 2. Yes, yes, that's right.
And
I forgot about that. I can't wait. I loved Wolf Among Us season 1.
And
amazing.
I think that Game of Thrones season 2 will be at E3 for next year. But
I'm hoping they do this. Game of Thrones season 1 was crazy.
But there is rumors that we're going to see a James Bond series come to Telltale this year.
I heard about that as well.
There has been a rumor that there's already a title. It's already in the works. It's already bought out. 007.
Is it Daniel Craig? Who do you think?
That would be awesome if it was Daniel Craig.
It's got to be Daniel Craig, man. I would love it to be Daniel
but
Craig.
I don't think they can afford him, though.
Well, he has appeared in the games based off the... Well, he was in Quantum of Solace, the game. He was in that that short one that came out. I forget which one that came out on 360. It was good, but it was really short. He was in that one, too.
I can't put my brain on that, but I would love to see a Star Wars Telltale. I mean, I think that would be pretty cool.
I would that's one I would love that one too.
But that's going to be a hard cookie to buy rights to, because just fuck EA, bro. Just give Telltale part of the rights just to make a nice Telltale. I would like to see some Marvel ones, like maybe a Daredevil. I think that would be pretty
cool. Maybe X-Men. How about an X-Men Telltale?
An X-Men one would be pretty cool.
Because in Guardians, you play as all the characters in the Guardians game, so maybe X-Men, you play as other X-Men. That would be pretty cool.
Maybe you could give us a wrestling one, but I think that would play out so weird.
I don't know how the hell that would happen. But the James Bond one, I'm really excited about. I heard about that one. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, dude, it looks so cool, man. I think they could probably pull off an Overwatch Telltale of the way they do their mini animes.
They did Minecraft. They pulled off a Minecraft one.
Minecraft went pretty good too. So I wouldn't.
Yeah,
really...
it was pretty good. Minecraft was pretty fun. There's a rumor maybe another Tales from the Borderlands, season two. Well,
that's pretty cool.
Tales of the Borderlands was I loved. I thought it was really good, and I'm not even really a big Borderlands fan.
Definitely. I would say probably Tomb Raider. I think that would be a pretty cool one.
Yeah, Telltale can work around anything. So, I mean, I'm looking at my pops, and I'm kind of maybe seeing if I could get an idea for my pops. But Star Wars would be huge. Star Wars would be big, but they have to work with crappy EA.
And I mean, Telltale has the world of opportunities if they can afford it.
But I mean, a lot to look forward to. I'm definitely excited for 2018.
It should be a great year of games with everything coming out. Woo! Woo! Oh my goodness, just thinking about all these games that are coming out this year is giving me a headache. And then just wondering my bank account.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's good that we game share.
That's true. That's another good reason why Xbox is a great console.
Yeah, it's a good thing we game share, or else I would be broke.
I think that's pretty much it. Do you have anything to add to this? Or
no, I think we were slacking, not talking about State of Decay and Overkill, The Walking Dead, and Telltale, so it's good we picked those up.
Yeah, that would have been a...
I would like to see another game like Until Dawn, also from Sony, by the way. Until Dawn was such a great game.
Yeah, it was. Those decisions that really...
Yeah. I would love to see another horror game like that.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'm not even gonna lie.
But that's about it for me.
Yeah, alright. That was a pretty productive talk and predictions of E3. So, I mean, I'm excited. You're excited. What do we got? 6 months until E3?
Yep, June. Most likely first or second week of June.
Five months. So, let's just do it, man. You know, we're just going to hang tight. You know, our predictions, for all we know, three, four months from now, you know, things are going to leak that are going to be at E3. So then at that time, we'll touch base on that. But I'm really excited about it. So,
yes, sir.
So that is it for episode 16. Of In Our Mom's Basement podcast. Thank you guys so much for stopping by, listening, and catch us in 2 weeks for the next podcast.
All right, I'm Rage Quit Pat,
and I am Headshot Dan, aka Dan.
Take it easy, guys.
Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another exciting show.